Blog Talk Radio.
America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. The title of our show tonight is What's It All About, Golfy? The great jihadist is in the Red House. 3 days of Castro-like brainwashing. Joe Biden is courting and sparking. I thought I heard the whisper, remember what you promised if I gave your husband the job that no one wants. Why would you want Secretary of Defense when you can't defend anything? How did Obama's three-day critique go? I thought that was a Ferguson merchants meeting. Mr. President, you promised that the looters would bring everything back. Yes, I did, and they will bring it back tomorrow, but you have to give them cash refunds and union dues. Yeah, somebody sent me it might have been on Glenn Beck, from Glenn Beck, a guy who got a job part-time at UPS, you know, one of those standby guys, we'll call you if we need you, and they called him and he came for work, and I guess he worked the day, and they gave him his paycheck at the end of the day. You know how much it was? Zero. Because all the rest was union dues. I didn't even know UPS had a union. Well, doesn't help the cause. So, let me see where we are here. It's not easy shopping on Obama Day when the stores are closed. And then we're talking about Islam. What a religion. Oh, I'm spelling everything wrong here. What religion were the 45 who were burned to death? I tried to find out from NBC, but I have to wait. I missed the 10 o'clock cover-up. And all they announced right after that was More Lies at 11, starring Brian Wilson. Yes, I was at the Battle of the Bulge. I had the biggest bulge of everybody. Yeah, in the back of my pants. Unbelievable. You want a tune? We can give you a tune, then we'll read the news. Let's see. Ooh, what is this one? Why, this looks like an American tune. This looks like the one that the GIs that are trapped 5 miles away from ISIS would like to hear tonight. President, who issues the warrant for his arrest if he's ever charged with treason? And I came across an article dated May 2014, and the article says John Roberts signed off on Obama's arrest for treason. In some corners, impeachment talk is running high these days. Sarah Palin, the former Republican nominee for vice president, wrote on her Facebook page on July 8, 2014, it's time to impeach Obama. but a claim that's been making the rounds in the conservative blogosphere over the past few months is even more startling. It says that John Roberts, the Chief Justice, has ordered Obama's arrest for treason. The claim appeared on numerous websites, but this is now February 2015, so it must have turned out to be bogus, strictly conjecture. Is there anything to the post? And no, says legal experts. The Supreme Court did not comment. Now, for starters, the phrase has signed off on Interpol. Yeah, the Chief Justice has no authority to sign off on a warrant of any kind, says Paul Finkelman, a law professor at Albany Communist Law School. Only a member of the Communist Party can issue arrest warrants. I'm making this up. I'm playing Democrat tonight. About the only type of arrest the Chief Justice could set into motion would be to direct the sergeant at arms to remove a disruptive member of an audience. Yeah, they couldn't even do that. They had somebody, McCain was ordering somebody to remove. They were all military guys sitting there. Not one of them budged. Some guy was from Code Stink was shouting at I think he was shouting at Cheney, one of the greatest leaders we have ever had. Oh, how, you know how you can tell if a guy is great? If the communists hate him. If the communists hate him, then he's definitely good. So the Constitution would not allow Obama to be arrested. So I guess the only way to get rid of him legally is impeaching him. Isn't that interesting? We'll give you another tune, and then we'll look for something else to read. Here's one. Do you remember Abu Ghraib? The outrage of Abu Ghraib, how Americans were torturing those helpless Al-Qaeda guys who had to give up cutting throats for the weekend. And they found a couple of GIs, low-level GIs, privates and sergeants, torturing them, making fun of them, sicking a bowsy-wowsy on them, making them stand with ponchos on a chair, making believe they were going to hook up electrodes to their testicles. And then the worst outrage of all, they made them all strip naked, and there was about the 20 of them in a pyramid. And I always swore, when I looked at that pyramid, and of course it was ass backwards, the second ass on the left, in the second row, didn't that guy look like Charles Schumer? Didn't he? He's a dead ringer for Charles Schumer. So, we're going to play you the Abu Ghraib song. And, of course, there was a woman general in charge of Abu Ghraib. And they skedaddled her right out of the press, got her right out of the country. She was gone in two lambs of a sheikh's tail. Yeah, what a joke. What a joke. Yeah, she was gone. And they took it out on a private and a sergeant, whom I think they got married. Yeah, what a great world, man. And, of course, all of the murderers that were in Abu Ghraib, they had more rights than the poor GIs that were sent over there. And the CIA was having a field day inside Abu Ghraib, and they told the inmates to rough up the prisoners. But the CIA, they were gone, too, with the woman general. And all that was left was a guy and a girl to be punished. And the Democrats went to town. The communists. There's no more Democrats. Last Democrat was Harry Truman. Now they're all communists. And all the outrage and the torture of those poor, helpless Al-Qaeda guys. How were they going to cut throats this week when they're all in jail? It was an outrage. And I said, you know what? I've got two songs. I've got a waterboarding song, which you love. That one's called Surfing USA. And here is the Abu Ghraib song. You listen to the words. They're very true.
Mm-hmm.
They say that when some of these victims of ISIS were having their throats cut, Obama came out and gave a little speech, and then he went and played golf. Didn't even go to church to pray for their souls. He's a bad man. So I took a Dionne Warwick tune named Alfie, and I changed it to Golfie. What's it all about, Golfie? Is it just for the moment you live? What's it all about, Golfie? When you sort it out, are you meant to take more than you give? Or are we meant to be politically blind, Golfie? And if only fools are kind, Golfie, then I guess it's wise to be cruel. And if life only belongs to the strong, Golfie, what are you doing there? Destroying the golden rule. As sure as I believe there's a heaven above, Golfie, I know there's something much more, something even non-believers can believe in, Golfie. I believe in America, Golfie. Without a true patriotism, we just don't exist, Golfie. Until you find the country you've missed, Golfie, you're nothing, Golfie. When you walk, let your patriotism lead the way, and you'll find a country, another day. What's it all about, Golfie? So, having said that, we're now going to introduce you. Mark Levin tonight is screaming at the top of his capillaries that we need, that the Democrat Party is a failure and the Republican Party is a failure. So I guess what Mark is telling us is that it's time for a new political party. So I tweeted Mark and I said, it is time for a new political party. And I suggested an internet party. An internet party can run circles around all of these phony time buyers. An internet party can get to everybody. And we can present a nice case for a new party. Let's assume that the rhinos and the demos are both one party. One is just more evil than the other. Yes, the rhinos are without sin, and the Democrats are the sinners. But they both do not serve the American people. I don't need to see Jeb Bush. You know, what that's telling me is, hey, stupid, we can get you again. So I wanted to read you the goals of the Spirit of America Party, our campaign promises. The first campaign promise before I go to the list you're going to like. I promise as your president to steal only half of what the other guys are stealing. So here's our campaign platform. One term per termite. We don't need you for more than one term. Do your job, get out. No benefits. This will be like a vocation. You could say you were a constitutional priest. No lobbies. The only lobby is in a hotel. That gets rid of all the leeches. Number three, largest champagne contribution is $1. BUGE or Joe the Plumber. And free TV for debates. They don't need $1 billion to buy airtime. That's all payoffs, man, disguised as champagne contributions. The most, if you're the Chinese government, the most that you can buy a president for, like they bought President Clinton, is $1. What dollar? I don't know. How am I going to influence him? Dollar, not dollar. Yeah, I got $1. Here's my dollar, Mr. President. Close the IRS, go to a flat tax. Close the EPA. They have driven more business out of America than a communist onslaught. Reduce government spending by 80%. You can't reduce their government spending by 80%. What about the roads and the bridges and the infrastructures? What about the lotto money you've been stealing for years? Okay, let's compromise. 79%. Hang in there. I'm going to give you an abracadabra and I'll come right back. I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea Party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go? They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime. Loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Okay, we're back. We said close the EPA, reduce government size by 80%, reduce government spending by 80%, increase military pay by 10%, open all cases against GI since 9-1-1 and examine the evidence of conviction. And 9A, families of convicted military felons get their benefits continued. They are innocent victims. 10, increase military pay by another 10%. 11, no cop walks a beat alone. 12, no cop rides in a car alone. 13, put Obamacare in the shredder. 14, drill for oil all over the land. Blinds. Everybody rise and sing the environment song. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. 16, $1 a gallon for gas. 17, no money or benefits for self-inflicted wounds. You know what self-inflicted wounds are? You know what they are. 18, all State Department and ambassadors must be replaced by GIs in wheelchairs or wearing prostheses. 19, no visas for 1 year. Clean up communist immigration. 20. All media outlets must play the Star Spangled Banner in the morning. Taps at night. 21. The Pledge of Allegiance can begin with in the name of the Father and end with deliver us from evil. Amen. And Democrats have to say it twice. Two President's Days. I don't want this President's Day crap, and I'm going to celebrate, what, Obama and Clinton? What, are you kidding? It was only two presidents that warranted birthday celebrations. George Washington, the father of our country, and Abraham Lincoln, who said, never trust those effing Democrats. Little history there for you. Girls, you're going to like this one. Housewives get tax credits of $50,000 a year. 24, all women have to join the NRA. Girls, you got to know how to shoot a gun, not to be afraid of it. The communists want you afraid of guns because they're going to use one day to scare the life out of you and take your children. Learn how to use a gun. This one everybody's going to like. All ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center lawyers must serve the same sentence as their client. And if it's the electric chair for treason, they can, to see who goes first, you can either go alphabetical, attorney, A for attorney, C for client, or you could flip a coin, the old coin toss. The divorce attorney who loses the case gets custody of the kids. And the couple must give the gifts back plus interest, and there can be no fighting at the reception. The word radical in describing Muslims must be replaced with two words. Radical is not in the Arabic dictionary. That was made up by communists. Okay? Look, he's not a radical Muslim. He doesn't even have a sword in two hands. He only has a sword in one. He's not a radical Muslim. No. The word radical Muslim, radical in describing Muslims, must be replaced with two words. Deeply religious. And 28, those make-believe demo rhino interpreters of Islam who are not Muslim must be sent to ISIS to explain how hijacking works. 29, Hollywood can only make religious movies like David and Bathsheba, Sansom and Delilah, and for the New York audience, Nick and Gloria. We will also appoint 6 Catholic cardinals to the Supreme Court, and they will be allowed to wear their baseball uniforms. Number 30, kids up to 9 years old can serve on jury duty. It's hard to get over on kids. 31, this one I said, bring back the neutron bomb. I was always under the impression that a neutron bomb usually left buildings intact and everybody else just got vaporized. You know, and then when ISIS called up to see where their commander-in-chief is, Robert De Niro could answer the phone and say, he's gone. He's gone. And there's nothing we can do about it. But it turns out I'm wrong about the neutron bomb. It's a myth. Buildings also go. But they do use neutron bombs to neutralize missile attacks. The radiation destroys the computer wear on the missile. And if I read it right, armor can protect you against the neutron bomb. But I'd have to do more research on that. And the last one is waterboarding, which the communists say is inhumane. Yeah, they have no idea what the word inhumane means. You know what inhumane is? It's when one of these communists who sings Kumbaya is on a hijacked airplane on his knees in front of Khalid, the virgin counter, who's ready to go to paradise to get his 72 virgins. And because of this special mission, he got a coupon which entitles him to 80. And Khalid is saying to the crying anti-war American, do not cry. We are going back to the airport. We only have to go through a couple of buildings first. Yeah. We know those guys. We know those libs. They call them libs. I call them communists. Liberal, progressive, Democrat, all the same. Communists. So waterboarding can be done only using popular songs like Surfing USA. Let me give you a little tune. Oh, you want to hear a call from Benghazi? Let me see if I can. Calls from Benghazi. How many calls from Benghazi? Where'd I go? Oh, that's 27 minutes. Yeah, that's when the Clinton seventh floor hung up on the guys that were on the rooftop. Yeah. Okay. As time goes by, it's 4 minutes. Babyface, we played that. Backstabbers, that's the Democrat national anthem. Ah, Battle Hymn, that's Maynard Ferguson. It's only 3 seconds, so it didn't take. Begin to Begin. Ah, this is a nice one. This is doo-wop. It's pure doo-wop. You'll like it. I think the Flamingos are the singers. Okay, we're back. next thing we're going to cover is the 45 goals of the Communist Party read into the congressional record in 1963. And I can tell you, they reached about 42 of them already. And as I read them to you, remember this is 1963. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the wall came down, it just made it easier for the communists to get into the United States. And there are a lot of KGB front groups here, and they've been here since World War II. I personally believe the State Department is infected with communists since World War II. Okay? So, I copied this off the internet, and I'm going to read it to you. The 45 goals of the Communist Party. You're about to read a list of 45 goals that found their way down the halls of our great capital back in 1963. As you read this, many years later, you should be shocked by the events that have played themselves out. I first ran across this list 3 years ago, but was unable to obtain a copy, and it has bothered me ever since. Recently, Jeff Rentz posted it on his website, and I'd like to thank him. And if you do www.rentz.com, you'll see it up there on his website. Communist Goal, 1963, Congressional Record, January the 10th. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. That's a surrendering to the threats of Russia. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate. That's a fancy word for surrender. In preference to engaging in atomic war. I hear the magic words, never happened. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States, which Obama is doing now for Putin, would be a demonstration of moral strength. What good is moral strength if you're on your knees about to have your head cut off? 4. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. How's that one? And right now on the West Coast for the last at least 6 weeks, Chinese goods are piling up because there's a dock strike. And all of those goods are sitting there and we don't make any of them. And the largest container ship owned by the Maersk Line, comes out of China and I believe arrives in the United States in 4 days and has 4,000 containers on board, all for Walmart, because there's nothing here to buy. Five is extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. We're doing that. 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. We're about to do that in Cuba, aren't we? Yeah, communism is very strong in this country. You're worrying about Islamic Jihad. The Russians sell all of the weapons to the Muslims. 7. Grant recognition of Red China. We've done that, right? Nixon and Kissinger did that. Admission of Red China to the UN. That's a given. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. I mean like Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Georgia, Ukraine. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. You mean when they're not raping women and little boys down in Haiti or in Burma? Huh? Pakistanis and Sri Lankans are having open sex with helpless children? Yeah, what a UN that is, huh? Tell me that story, mommy. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government. NWO. Wasn't Bush involved in NWO? Yeah. Yeah. With its own independent armed forces, made up of Pakistanis and Bangladeshis, and ISIL. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Times these two centers compete with each other, as they're now doing in the Congo, as back in 63. I never knew that Fidel Castro had 50,000 Cuban troops in Africa. Did you know that? You do know that Cuban officers, intelligence officers, tortured American pilots in Hanoi, right? You know that, right? 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. You mean like I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and that under God stuff? Is that why you don't want it? Because you're a communist and pretending not to be a communist? I don't believe in, I believe in separation of church and state, and I believe that your head should be separated from your neck also. 14, continue giving Russia access to the U.S. patent offices and computers. I heard a guy testifying today, a congressman. He says with all of the bureaucratic horse crap that goes on in Washington, it's taken us 13 years to build a new fighter jet. And the Chinese stole the design and built it already. We're still waiting for it. The Chinese now have it in production a year and a half after they stole the goods, the plans. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. patent office. What was the story about Clinton and his friend that they gave technology to the Chinese that allowed, enabled them to successfully launch satellites, which they couldn't do before? The guy was from the Bronx. I hear Savage talking about him. He used to make manufactured parking meters up in the Bronx, and he sold the country out. 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. They already got the Democrats, and now the rhinos are falling into line. The rhinos are trying to say we're a little bit better than them, but we're not much better. We'll go along with whatever the Communist Party says. We'll pretend. We'll tell the tax sucker we're fighting for them. 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 1963. Isn't that what's going on today? Under the leadership of Comrade Tsar Eric Holder, the gunrunner of Mexico. 17, get control of the schools, Communist Corps. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Isn't that what's going on today? Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations, teachers' union. Put the party line in the textbooks. Isn't that what's going on today? 1963. That's how long they've been taking this country down, one piece at a time. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Isn't that what's going on today? 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20, infiltrate the press. Look at NBC. Look at NBC. It makes Pravda look like L'Osservatore Romano. That's the paper, the Vatican newspaper. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making decisions. 21. Get control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. NBC, nothing but communists. Communist Comedy Central, all left-wing comedy with dope advertising. Motion pictures, you ask anybody graduating college today, based on the motion pictures that they have seen this last year, you ask them who Abe Lincoln was, they'll tell you he freed the vampires. They had one movie on Lincoln. They showed it 1 week. Every day, every night, they got the vampire movies that with Abe Lincoln in them. Control art critics, directors of art museums. How about Piss Christ? How about the African poop on the Blessed Mother? How about J. Sweet Charlie? Did you ever see the cartoons from J. Sweet Charlie? No wonder the Muslims killed them. You can't use freedom of speech to destroy somebody's religion. Killed by deeply religious Muslims, too. They weren't radicals. The word radical is not in the Arabic dictionary. But martyr is, shahadi is, die for Allah. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Don't they do that? 24. Here's the one that brought us all down to a new gutter level. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Crats wiped out censorship. They sent Jack Valenti to Hollywood. And you know who decorated Jack Valenti in Hollywood? Poem Cohen, the Republican Secretary of Defense, appointed by the Democrats. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Isn't that what they're doing now? Since 1963. They never stopped working. We all thought communism was dead. These are the goals of the Communist Party. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Since 1963. The American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs. A hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Yeah, you ever hear them? Oh, we should be more like Europe. Which Europe? The one that got overrun by the Russians or the ones that got overrun by the Nazis? 30. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. We were all common men, and we are still all common men. Belittle all forms of American culture, teaching of American history, on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. We are watching today since 1945 and earlier. We are watching the rise of Adolf Hitler to power. Throughout the world, there is not one Nazi party. No country has a Nazi party. Every country has a communist party, including this one. So who won? And they got us watching the guy that died in 1945 in a bunker. They're still alive, killing other people. And the communists have killed over 100 million. support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of their culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. It's all socialist. The goal of the Communist Party is to make sure that one day there is not one independent businessman left and everybody works for the government. That's slavery, folks. And it's coming to a country near you. Eliminate all laws and procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. They're gone. They have been eliminated. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. That's a work in progress. And they left out the word infiltrate. Underneath, they have the word infiltrate and gain control of more unions. I told you about the guy that worked, got a paycheck, it was zero. And whatever he earned that day went to union dues and they took him right out. They didn't say, hey, John, you know, you only made 60 bucks today. We got to take some union dues out of there. How about if we take 10? No, take the whole 60. I didn't need the money. Yeah. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Yeah, they're trying to do that. They got guys like George Soros that can help them do that. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Who treats the psychiatrists? Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose our communist goals. One of the tactics that they're using on veterans right now is to declare a guy mentally unstable and seize his guns. And I had a friend, his name was Igor. He was from Mother Russia. He refused to join the Russian army, which it's an automatic draft. You have to go. I think you do 2 or 3 years. He refused to join. So they declared him mentally unstable, and they put him in an insane asylum. I said, Igor, how did you get out? I did everything they told me to do. Were there a lot of people in there, Igor? Yes. Most of them were teachers and professors. And what happened to them? Oh, they all died. How did they die, Igor? They give them some sort of chemical. It cooks their brain. Discredit the family as an institution. Aren't they doing that? Aren't they doing that? Look at the plight of ghetto communities. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Aren't they doing that? You know, when I grew up, the only way you could get a divorce, you had to go to Mexico. And some liberal corrected me and said, and Nevada. Yeah. The only people who were getting divorced when I grew up were Hollywood stars. The King of England couldn't take the throne because he was married to a divorced woman. What was her name? Wallace Sloan or Sloan Wallace Simpson? She was divorced. And in recent times, Nelson Rockefeller couldn't get the nomination of the presidency of the United States because he was divorced. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Hold on to your kids. That's why we got helicopter moms. Helicopter moms know what's going on. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. We've had one revolution, one civil war, and God help you, when we got to bring 300 million guns to the party. That students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force, that's Occupy Wall Street, to solve, and of course, the anti-war people in that opposed the war in Nam. They weren't anti-war. They were anti-wind. They were communists and dopers, pigs in a blanket. And all they could do was spit on GIs who put their country first when they got off the plane at the airport. And we let it happen. And that's when we lost our country. We didn't stand up for those GIs. We let them get spit on. We should have lynched everybody that spit. And that would have sent a message that would be remembered to this day. But we didn't stand by our Americans. We bowed to communist influence. Internationalize. The Panama Canal. They're doing one better. Already the Chinese now operate the canal. And they're building a bigger canal for bigger ships to get through. And you know what we're going to end up doing for our survival? We're going to end up seizing a lot of the territory. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Yeah, you're going to come here and rescue us? We'll pass on that. And remember what Admiral Yamamoto said. We can't invade the West Coast because behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. Buy more guns, people. The communists want to take them away. Okay, we're going to give a tune. We're going to give a little payment. Today is Ash Wednesday. Remember, man, that thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. And then we all got to wait for Jesus and the rally call when Gabriel blows his horn. You know, the Muslims believe in Gabriel. Did you know that? They believe Gabriel has the good book of their good deeds. And another angel has the bad book of their bad deeds. And that's why ISIS is going to Gehenna.
The cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe,
21 Christians died for Christ the other day. That takes a lot of bravery. Of course, they were trapped. There was nothing they could do about it. And, you know, I flash back into when we were in Iraq, and they took, Al-Qaeda took a couple of hostages. One was an Italian construction worker. One was an Arabian woman. Her name was Martha Hassan. And picture of her, she's crying just before she's being executed. But the Italian guy, they had a hood over his head, and they were going to cut his head off. And he said to them, "Take this hood off, and I'll show you how an Italian dies." So they didn't cut his head off. They shot him in the back of the head. And they didn't take his hood off. But I thought that was the height of courage. Take this hood off, and I'll show you how an Italian dies. And I got a picture of his body being carried on a plane, and a Franciscan monk and priest greeting his body as they're bringing it up the tarmac to go onto the plane to go home to Italy. What a sad story. And it's continuing in larger numbers today. So those 21 Coptic Christians who all took Jesus' name as their last words, may they be with all their loved ones in heaven, and may they be joined by the loved ones when their time to go to heaven comes due. So that's why I played that tune. Now I'm going to read you. Alan West made a comment one day. There are 70 communists in Congress. And as soon as he said that, the media lit up. And the 70 communists started to attack him. And they drove him back. Because after he made that comment, I don't know what they said to him or what they threatened him with. Probably tons of lawsuits. He never mentioned it again. But I have it, and I've taken it off the American Socialist Party roster. And here's what this I got from Gateway Pundit. American Socialists released the names of 70 congressional. And the headline went away. I think he said 70 congressional Democrats. And the guy posted it. His name is Jim Hoft. And he was a guest on Keith Doberman, the mad dog. Boy, Keith Doberman must have tried to destroy him big time. But here's what he gave us as a list. And you know what you should do? Anytime you're not happy with legislation, well, you think that the legislation is anti-American, you should go to 70 socialists in Congress. I did it. 70 communist politicians listed by the Socialist Party of America. 70 politicians listed by the Socialist Party of America. And here we go. How many members and... I also seen a comment by somebody that says, that's an old list. They're over 100 now. Yeah, this was 2009, so 5 years later, they're bigger. How many members of the U.S. Congress are also members of the DSA? That's the Democrat Socialists of America. Is that who that is? Let's see if they'll tell me. I believe that's what it is. Okay. And the answer is 70. And then the question is, how many of the DSA members sit on the Judiciary Committee? And the answer comes back, 11. John Conyers, you know he's a rat. You've seen him. Tammy Baldwin, Gerald Nadler from New York. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Louis Gutierrez, he's threatening. If you don't give us what we want, we'll start a revolution. Melvin Watt, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Steve Cohen, Barbara Lee, Robert Wexler, Linda Sanchez. Linda Sanchez wanted to have a Democratic convention at the Playboy Club in California. I think it was competing against Little Bush. There are 23 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, of which 11, almost half, are now members of the DSA. Who are these members of the 111th Congress? You see the listing below. So here's the communists that are listed below. The Honorable, I'm not using the word honorable, Raul M. Grijalva. He's from Arizona. Lynn Woolsey from California. Diane Watson, California. Sheila Jackson Lee, Texas. Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. A lot of lefties in Hawaii. The two war heroes that were senators from Hawaii voted to burn the flag and voted to kill kids. That's bad news. That's party over country. That's not patriotism. That's party over country. Dennis Kucinich, the little weasel. The little weasel. Oh, Mark Levin, if you're listening tonight, you mentioned Kasich. You're right about Kasich. Kasich, I saw him at a hearing. He had a communist from Parliament, a Scotchman, testifying about taking money from Saddam Hussein. And that communist, that Scotch communist, ripped Kasich apart. He sat there like a scolded schoolboy. He doesn't have the fixings, President. You're right. Bernie Sanders from Communist Vermont, the first state to go communist. The home of Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys, who kicked in the front door at Fort Ticonderoga and said, "Surrender in the name of the great Jehovah." Now, if you ask college graduates who was Ethan Allen, they'll tell you he owned a furniture store. And Vermont is gone. And now they're infecting the Live Free or Die state, New Hampshire. Pray for New Hampshire that they retain their patriotism. Here are some more names. Senate members. The Senate member was Bernie Sanders, only one communist Senate member that we know about. Is undercover a communist, too. Here's the House members. I'll do them quick. Neil Abercrombie, Tammy Baldwin, Xavier Becerra, Madeline Bordello, Robert Brady, Corrine Brown, Michael Capuano, Andre Carson, Donna Christensen, Yvette Clark from New York. I'll give you the states. William Lacey Clay, Missouri. Emmanuel Cleaver, Missouri. Steve Cohen, Tennessee. Hey, Rocky Top, what are you doing? John Conyers from Michigan. Oh, he's a real rat. You know what? If you throw a piece of cheese on his desk, his tail gets longer. Elijah Cummings. There is a plant. That's him, man. He's up there to destroy Trey Gowdy. And I'm looking at a lot of blogs that says Trey Gowdy's being shut down. If that happens, folks, you know you've lost your country. You're living in a communist nation. If Trey Gowdy doesn't have the Benghazi hearings, you've lost your country. Danny Davis from Illinois, Peter DeFazio from Oregon. All these people are flag burners. If you check the record of a congressman who voted to burn the flag, they'll all be on there, with maybe the exception of two. Donna Edwards from Maryland, Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut, Sam Farr from California, Chaka Fatah from ISIS PA, Bob Filner, I'm only kidding, don't get upset, don't call the ACLU, I don't have the money to fight, I'll just have to arm myself and do the best I can. And I'll shout, to make you feel good, I'll shout Allahu Akbar. Barney Frank from Massachusetts, what a piece of crap he was. Ran a male bordello out of his basement. I knew nothing about it. My lover never told me. Bob Filner from California. Marsha Fudge, boy, is she fudging things up in Ohio. Alan Grayson from Florida. Remember him? That guy's a total nut job. Total nut job, man. They're going to find him one day down at the fish pond talking to a goose. John Hall from New York. New York sends a lot of rats. Massachusetts sends a lot of rats. That's why God gave him global warming. Yeah. Maurice Hinchy from New York, another New York rat. Michael Honda from California. Jesse Jackson Jr. from, where's he from? What prison? Yeah, him and his wife, they went to jail. And there's not a word. You don't hear Democrats saying boo about it. If that was a Bush, if that was a Bush, if that was Barbara Bush, yeah, they'd have more cartoons than Je suis communiste. John Lewis from Georgia. Let me see, I'm skipping here. Eddie Bernice Johnson. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, Texas. Oh, Texas, what's happening down there, boy? Hank Johnson from Georgia. Marcy Kaptur from Ohio. Carolyn Kilpatrick from Michigan. Barbara Lee from California. John Lewis from Georgia. David Lepsack from Iowa. Iowa, what happened, buddy? You used to have battleships named after you. Benoit Lujan from New Mexico. Carolyn Maloney. We call her Phony Maloney. Yeah. And she's from a mixed marriage. She married a human being. Ed Markey from Massachusetts. Oh, there's a real scumbaggio. This guy, he's against the pipeline. I hope he gets the whole pipeline. I hope they route it through his house. Jim McDermott, this guy will sell anybody out for any price. Do you know that he went to Iraq and for a payoff from Saddam Hussein? Not only him, but the next guy that's on this list. No, I'm wrong. Okay, Jim McDermott, the guy named Banya, and a guy named Thompson. The three of them went to Iraq just before Bush went to Iraq with 100,000 weapons inspectors. They went to get money, and Saddam wouldn't see them. James McGovern from Massachusetts. Massachusetts. All New England is gone, folks. New York is gone. New Jersey is just about falling. Even Virginia, the home of Robert E. Lee, has sold out. Sold out to the money changers in the temple. George Miller from California. Gwen Moore from Wisconsin. Gerald Nadler from New York. I told you, New York sends the worst. Eleanor Holmes Norton from D.C., from Massachusetts. Ed Pastor from Arizona. Donald Payne from New Jersey. Chelly Pingree from Maine. Charlie Rangel, another war hero, Democrat war hero, voted to burn the flag. You know how many guys died fighting communism in Korea? What's the figure? 59,000? It is sad. They're the forgotten generation. Those guys paid my dues. I was in high school while they were dying in frozen lands. They paid my dues. The World War II generation paid my dues. The Korean veterans paid my dues. I got a free pass. I served in the military in a narrow time of peace. I got out just before Nam began. And the guys from Nam paid my dues. And the guys in the Hindu Kush tonight are paying my dues. And the guys that Obama, the 3,000 that Obama snuck back into Iraq, are paying my dues. And the 300 that Obama will Benghazi in Iraq are paying my dues. And those 21 Christians that had their throats cut are paying my dues. And never forget this. When you get uppity talking about a military, less than 1% of the nation defends 320 million people. And if they weren't there tonight, you would be dead tomorrow. You don't believe that. You believe you can negotiate on your knees, steeped in pilot blood, and you can discuss with Khalid the Virgin Counter how we can settle this. Well, he says, shh, shh, it's going to be all right. Lori Richardson, Lucille Roybal Allard. Never trust a woman with the two last names. Bobby Rush. Linda Sanchez. Jan Sharkowski from Illinois. Linda Sanchez is from California. Jose Serrano from New York. Jose Serrano. There's an outright communist. Louise Slaughter. Yeah, I'll bet you she's pro-choice. Peter Stark from California. Bernie Thompson from Mississippi. John Tierney from Massachusetts. Nydia Velasquez from New York. Maxine Waters from California. Mel Watt from North Carolina. Henry Waxman from California. Henry Waxman, I call him Mr. Baseball. He's the one that had hearings on Roger Clemens, was it? The pitcher. And he was trying to get him 20 years to life for stealing second base. Henry Waxman, he doesn't even know which end of the bat to hold. And he's having baseball hearings. That's how effed up we are as a nation. We are Shiite heads being ruled by bigger Shiite heads. Peter Welsh from Vermont. I told you Vermont. Robert Wexler from Florida. Robert Wexler from Florida was living up in Washington, D.C. And he told everybody he was living in Florida. They never saw him down there. They didn't know who he was. They asked his mother in Florida, have you seen Robert? He's Robert who? No, in Maryland. Is he from Maryland? Let me see. He got caught. He got thrown out. But I do believe there's more than 100. Yeah, that's right. His mother was in Florida. That's how he was saying he was from Florida. Okay. We have run out of time. I hope I gave you a little college education. College education tonight. Communist college. Which you can learn things like date rape, doing dope, smuggling illegal slaves. I'm going to go to a tune to say goodnight. And never forget, there's always one person that will listen to you, or synagogue. Have a seat. If the door is open. What are we going to sing? I'm going to have to give you. We'll give you a tribute to the followers of Jesus Christ. It's not a bad way to go. You have God on your side. You got the best ally. He'll never betray you. these communists tell you that Islam is the same religion as the one you belong to, that we all worship God. The Muslims will tell you God never had a son. So that sort of makes him a little different than our God. Huh? I'm looking at the Ukrainians, and I noticed that there's a media blackout on as they're being murdered. A communist media blackout. Nobody is showing you the plight of the Ukrainians. And I believe that those separatists, in Ukrainian separatists who are supporting Russia, are actually Russian troops. And we don't want to look there because there's nothing we can do about it. We don't want to have to admit there's nothing that we can do about it. And you see how they live. They're living in poverty levels. You see all the old women crying. And the men are gone. And the young women are gone. And it looks like all that's left are old women. And not even old men, just old women. And it looks like it's the same region of the world. And it looks exactly like it did in 1940s. It is really sad. Communism is not a pretty thing. They dress it up. They show you, oh, look how it's going. It's really going good. We got it made here. Oh, yeah, can I get a loaf of bread? What, are you trying to start trouble? This is for the Ukrainians. Okay, you know what? I think that was it. Okay. You know what? I think that was for Orthodox Christians. And here's the one for the Ukrainians. God bless them all. That's our show. Have a safe night, folks.